In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And yes, it is a bye week, but plenty of activity out on Saints Drive because the Pelicans don't have a bye as well. They are playing tomorrow night, both franchises at 2-8. But activity out on Saints Drive as well, because today is Veterans Day, and they were creating some grab bags and assembly line with Entergy, the American Red Cross, and the Ochsner Performance Center. And so still things happening on this Veterans Day. Pelicans tomorrow will host the Trailblazers. The Saints have the week off as they get ready for Atlanta, coming to town after the week off on November 23rd. But because it was Veterans Day and because of the Saints' salute to service happening inside the Ochsner Performance Center, had a chance to sit down and talk with Mrs. Gail Benson on a few things as the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans. But first and foremost, the passing of longtime NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 84. He served as commissioner to the NFL from 1989 until September of 2006 in a significant role along with the Saints and the state and the federal government in rebuilding Caesars Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. And here's Mrs. Benson and her relationship that she and her husband, Tom Benson, forged with Commissioner Tagliabue. Take me back a little bit to kind of how you met then Commissioner Tagliabue with you and Mr. Benson and how things really got started.
Well, you know, Tom and I got married in 2004. We met in 2004. We got married in 2004. And so that was my first experience meeting Paul Tagliabue. And he and his wife, Chang, you know, we got to be friends. And then Katrina hit. I mean, we were only married, I think, 10 months, and Katrina hit. So Paul was very instrumental in getting that the Atlanta game here in New Orleans, which we had this huge game, you know, and Gleason kicked that famous football. And it was just so touching that he was so kind to us and so compassionate about our situation, because we played, as you know, every single game away. And so every game that we were playing was an away game. And at the time, Roger was working for Paul. So I got close to Roger in Baton Rouge when he was there also for that game. So it just became a really good relationship, and I grew to really respect Paul. He was very, very smart and very caring about our situation.
And was always publicly, even though they might have initially, you know, they wanted the team here. They both wanted that. So, but Paul was also publicly wanted the team here, but he also defended Mr. Benson from the fan standpoint. I think Mr. Benson always knew that Paul had his back.
He really did. And you know, Tom never wanted to move the team. He always wanted to come back, but we couldn't come back. I mean, we had the military taken over our building and took over the grounds out here in the fields, and there was no way we can come back. So Paul defended us on that because he knew the situation, where many fans didn't know. I mean, they didn't understand, and we knew that. But it was difficult because the fans didn't understand what was really going on, and Paul really did defend us because we really were in the right.
I had the opportunity to interview him beyond being a commissioner. He was an attorney up in D.C., and
yes,
I traveled up there in Washington in 2015, which was the 10-year Katrina anniversary, which feels like 100 years ago. My dad was an attorney and a judge, and been around. He just, Mr. Tagliabue, seemed so genuine, so generous, so diplomatic, so kind of, I don't know, he just seemed to be very, you knew what you got with him. He was a very genuine person.
He really was. He was very kind. And, you know, I think being an attorney, he understood what was going on. And he was very smart. And so he knew that we weren't doing anything that we weren't supposed to do. And, you know, people, you know, wanted us to stay in San Antonio, which we knew we were never going to do that. Tom and I had a condo there, but we knew we would always come back to New Orleans. We were both from here, and I never want to leave New Orleans.
Had to be hard Sunday when you got the news. Quite frankly, we learned the news on the air from you and your release mourning the loss of Paul Tagliabue. So Sunday was a very probably difficult day.
It was difficult. You know, we were at the game when we learned about it, and it was kind of sad and shocking because the last time I saw him was a few years ago. I don't remember how many years ago, but we did talk with him not long ago. And, you know, I always communicated with him at Christmas time and his birthday, and so I kind of kept up with him. So it was really a little bit of a shock because I always looked at him as I did in 2004 when I first met him, strong, vibrant. You're never thinking that he was going to die.
Some sad news to pass along as we have 47 seconds to play in the first quarter. We now have the news from Mrs. Benson mourning the loss of former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who was the NFL commissioner for 17 years. He was 84 years young. And I did an interview with him up in Washington about 10 years ago. Just a delightful, he's an attorney, played a huge role in the rebuilding of the Caesars Superdome. And so just a big, big loss, Paul Tagliabue.
That was Sunday, of course, and the Saints in Carolina with the victory. When we come back on the Bullseye Saints Hour, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, we will have more with Saints and Pelicans owner Mrs. Gail Benson and the relationship she is curating with the Saints in Paris, France. That is next, right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. No tailgating this week. The Saints with a bye week until the Falcons come to town on November 23rd. And the bye week has a special meaning for some. Back now with my interview earlier today with Saints and Pelicans owner, Mrs. Gail Benson. If I can, we are in a bye week. Bye weeks probably don't mean a lot to a lot of people. That is not true for you.
No.
You got married in a bye week.
Yes.
Week 7 of 2004, the Saints win. Bye week, you get married. So, I don't know, bye weeks probably have a little special meaning for you and Mr. Benson.
They did. And, you know, in this bye week, it's really ironic because somebody asked me this afternoon, so are you coming in on Friday? And I looked at my schedule, and I have 6 events on Friday. I mean, there's 6 meetings, and there's no way. I mean, to me, bye week means a lot because that's when Tom wanted to get married. But it also, you know, now, as the years have gone on, bye week is just another day for me because we don't stop. I mean, bye week is great for the Pelicans, I mean, for the players because they need it. But we don't need it because we're busy. I mean, you know, I work, we all do, 6 to 7 days a week. We don't stop. I mean, there is no days off. But I love what I do, and most of the people here feel the same way. So we don't really feel like we're working. So bye week's just another day other than remembering when Tom asked me to wanted to get married during that time.
Well, your first date, I believe, was at least an approach to a football game.
It was.
Got married in a bye week. I think you pretty much knew what you were getting into, right?
I did. He owned an arena team at the time, and so he asked me to an arena football game. And at the time, I really didn't even know what that was, but I learned very quickly. And then we dated 4 months, and 5 weeks later, we were married. So it was pretty quick.
Today is Veterans Day. They are making goodie bags with Entergy and the Oxnard Performance Center with the help of the American Red Cross. From a philanthropy standpoint, man, we don't do enough for the veterans, but I know today is special for you because of all the philanthropic hands that you touch and will touch today to make that happen.
Yeah, you know, this is a very special day. You know, I have, you know, Tom was in the Navy, and my dad was in the Navy, was in the Army. My brother was in the Marines. So I have a lot of compassion for the military. They do so much for us, and I admire them, their selfless acts of being away from their home, and it's just a special time.
And you mentioned because it is not a bye week for everything, because you mentioned the Pelicans. And it's so cool because they're bringing back the city uniforms.
Yes.
And, you know, what a daunting task. But you know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's
and
right.
Bringing back what was so popular in 23 and 24, and the black and the neon.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that.
When the trip that you and DeMario made to France, I guess just first off, a special trip, but important from a business standpoint because nobody had really kind of claimed the marketing rights to Paris and France. And as part of the NFL program, and I'm assuming that you thought that was very important, especially the connection that we have.
You know, when that first came up, that was, you know, in our meeting, you know, our NFL meetings, you know, they started talking about, they've been talking about, you know, teams playing out of the country. You know, we played in London years ago when Tom was alive. And when this came up, I told Roger, I want Paris. And I'm now talking with other countries for us to play in other countries. It seems like every time I travel to a new country, I take Greg Bensel with me, and we always seem to get somebody's attention and bring business back to New Orleans. And that's what our main goal is. When I go for the event that I'm supposed to be at, but then I stay either a day later or a day early, and I make some meetings with other people that we can bring resources and economic development back to New Orleans.
And finally, with that trip to Paris, because of the connection and because of how things went, you must have felt like this is right.
It did. It was. I mean, and DeMario being there, it was just so special. I mean, he was so engaged. What a great guy. I mean, you know, all of our players are great, but what
he
a great guy.
He is unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. And so he was there. The people went nuts when they saw him. They wouldn't stop asking for autographs and just everything. It was just a great time to see him. And they treated him so special, which I was very happy.
It's always a treat. I appreciate your time. We as a region appreciate what you do philanthropically for the city, the region, the state, the country. And it's still early. We're just in November. Continued success as we sit here in this bye week when the Pelicans play tomorrow. So it's not really a bye week.
You know, I feel like we're just getting started. I mean, I just feel like every day we get more and more accomplished, even by staying in the States or by going out of the country. And it's just such a wonderful blessing for me to be able to do this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Saints and Pelicans owner Mrs. Gail Benson earlier today as part of their salute to service and helping out, filling out those care packages with Entergy and the American Red Cross was also former Saints linebacker Pat Swilling, a member of the Dome Patrol. We will get Pat's thoughts next on all things black and gold right here on the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold Bullseye. The official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. And on this November 11th, we honor all veterans on this Veterans Day, those who serve, are serving, or have served. Part of the salute to service today, care packages for some 2,000 veterans being distributed by the American Red Cross, and that was the assembly line taking place at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Pat Swilling, who played 7 years with the Black and Gold, 12 years overall, double-digit sacks in 5 of his 7 years, and a famed member of the Dome Patrol, got a chance to talk to good old Pat Swilling. Here's number 56.
Well, this is a treat. We're talking to Pat Swilling today, part of the Veterans Day in the Ochsner Sports Performance Center, and it's with the American Red Cross and Entergy, and you're just filling up bags for 2,000 volunteers, and you do a lot of things that help the community, but this has got to be up there for how good it feels.
It really is. Of all the things that I do, you know, I was telling Evan when they invited me to come that it means so much because I grew up with veterans. In my family, I was talking to my mom this morning, we have about 17 different cousins or uncles that served in the armed forces, and you know, without them serving and what they do for us every day, we wouldn't have the freedom to go and do and enjoy the world the way we do. And this one is special to me, and I really enjoy it. And all the different companies that are here, my hat's off to all of them.
So tell the truth. When we saw each other, we both stared a little bit. We went, wait, I know him. Am I old? Is he old? What's going on here? It's been a while, but we go back a long way.
We really do. Oh, I guess what, 30 years, 40 years? I'm really telling my age now, but
it's okay. You can tell I'm older, 2 years older than you are. You asked.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But, you know, I'm glad that you're still here and I'm here too. But still here to enjoy the Saints and the community. And I know right now the football is not where we want it to be, but we still love and enjoy the Saints because the Saints are a part of us and a part of this community.
And I think it's taken time. Nobody likes the word rebuilding.
Right,
because it doesn't sell tickets. I get it, but sometimes it is what it is. And we talk so much about this offense and the quarterback. You got a defense that has changed its scheme completely. Right. Now, you know, not the 3-4 dome patrol that you're most familiar with, but tell me just how difficult of what they're doing. Just, hey, we're just going to change the scheme and do it as an evolution.
It takes time. You know, it takes time unless you have really elite and great players. And obviously, we're trying to get there. But when you change a whole scheme, that means DeMario and all those guys have to learn something a little different, even though he's a 14, 15-year vet. But the young guys are the one that struggles with it. So not only do you have a new offense, you got a new defense, you got a new defensive coordinator, new offensive, new head coach, all of that. It's going to take some time. And I was talking to someone when I got here. I said, I didn't realize, and I don't think none of us did, even when I talked to Ricky Jackson, those guys, you know, we're in the community. So now everywhere I go, they look at me, what about them Saints? What about them sad Saints? What about this and that? And my message to them is just hang on. Just hang on. You know, this team's going to come around, and it probably won't be this year. May not be next year. It's going to take some time. We are in a rebuild. I don't care what no one says, and it's going to take some time. But look what happened when Drew and those guys came in. And even look what happened to us in 1987, came in with Jim Moore. You know, we rebuild and won and got in the middle of some, you know, NFC championships and those kind of things. So it's going to take some time. I just ask everyone to be patient and, you know, give the Saints a little time to build this thing again.
First explosive play for the Carolina offense. Play action. Young has pressure, but dumps it off to Dowdle. But a great job by DeMario Davis, who fought off his block of Lewis and made the tackle. So it's a very short gain of just a yard. Boy, the lifeless wonder. Just ageless.
Oh, he does an outstanding job here. Like you said, you know, you sell it. The defensive ends and the defensive tackle, they think that they have natural pressure, but it's because they're setting up the screen on the backside. DeMario has Dowdle in man-to-man coverage, and he's able to take on Lewis. LSU Tiger, Kenton, Mississippi native.
Damian Lewis, but it's second and nine because DeMario was able to keep it to just a yard. This time it's an inside handoff to Dowdle, who stutter steps his way, caught from behind by Cam Jordan.
I know there's a couple of guys on that defense that are close to your heart, and one of them is DeMario Davis.
Love him, man.
That cat, I mean, you know, and the step slow 36 bull, you know what? He is amazing.
I tell you what, man, if any guy that I've seen that could have played back in the day, he's one of them. And he carries the torch for that 56, and I enjoy watching him playing. But it's not just that. It's the man he is, too. He does so much in the community. And every time I see him, he grabs and hugs me. And I tell him, don't grab me too hard now. I only got a little old. These bones can't take that hard hug you gave me. But, you know, man, I love the way he plays the game. And he's been a credit and just a great person to have in here in New Orleans and be a part of this team.
Foundationally. I mean, here's a guy who's about to have his ninth year, 100+, but it's kind of what he is as a person, right? What he does on and off the field, you know, eating with, you know, the Davises and dining with the Davises. There's so much stuff. He's one of a kind.
He really is, man. And he's a credit, and he's just a guy that, I tell you, the Saints are so fortunate to have him, especially for these young guys and all the noise. Because I know they hear the noise every day about this and about that. But I tell you what, every Sunday I see him go about his work and his craft the same way. He's a baller, man, and he comes to play. And that's what those guys do.
Second and nine. 10-7 Saints. Bryce Young out of the shotgun, moving left to right. Takes the snap. Saints bring some pressure, and he's going to go down. That's Cam Jordan bringing down Bryce Young inside the five, back to the two-yard line. Cam Jordan. Loss of nine and a third down and 17 coming.
Mike, just looking at this, Cam makes an inside move. He's at the defensive end position. The Saints have done a really nice job of frustrating that offensive line, not just in pass game, but also they've done a nice job in the run game. And very few times have you saw Rico Dowdle be able to get loose. And defensively, you got to make sure you don't hurt yourself. Get off the field.
For Cam, that's his third and a half sack.
Cam Jordan got sack 125. yesterday. There's only 20 players in the NFL who have 125 sacks. So he's getting into that realm of when you finish the sentence with in NFL history. That's impressive.
It is. And Cam has just stood the time, man. He just stayed with it, and he keeps playing. And he's one of my favorite and always will be. I think definitely he's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, he's fortunate to be able to have stayed with a team this long with that type of play and continue his play. It's just, you know, I know the last couple of years hadn't been where he was when he was a youngster. No one will, but 125 sacks, man, he's in the sack club. You know, we're one of the few. Me, him, and Ricky Jackson from the Saints are in that sack club, and that, you know, that means a lot. But Cam is, he's been a great player, and he's a Hall of Famer in my book.
So the sack club is 100-plus?
100-plus. 100-plus guys in the sack club. And, you know, Bruce Smith, where every year we have something at the Super Bowl. And 2 years ago, we were in California, and me, Cam, and Ricky got a picture. And that's a rarity when you got a team that got three guys that's in the 100 sack club.
Pat Swilling finished with 107.5 in 1991. He led the NFL with 17 sacks, was the defensive player of the year as well. Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more with Pat Swilling and the member of the Dome Patrol. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Keep listening right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, but the Saints have their open week after a huge win on the road against the Carolina Panthers. Got a chance today because of Veterans Day and a salute to service event that the Saints were having it there to talk to former Saints linebacker Pat Swilling. Again, 7 years in New Orleans and five of his seven double-digit sacks years. And we'll begin the segment with something that Pat, every defensive player on the Saints, every offensive player, even the coaches agree was just an impressive finish. And that's the final drive, a drive that ended in no points, a drive that got to the red zone, a drive that got inside the 10, a drive that lasted 7.5 minutes. But this time it didn't matter that there were no points. You ran out the clock, victory formation. It was a statement close. Here is the finish of that and more with Pat Swilling, the linebacker, now called Pop Pop.
2 minutes to play in the football game. First in goal for the Saints, but it doesn't matter. They'll be in victory formation. Finally get to say it on the good side. The Saints right now, 394 yards of total offense to Carolina's 175. And have dominated a lot more than really just the 10 points, but seen a lot of great things defensively. Alonzi Taylor, a lot of great things from Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson and Alvin Kamara with 83 yards rushing. Tyler Shuck, very efficient with the football, 19 of 27, 282, two touchdowns, had a couple of sacks, but all in all, very efficient here today.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we talked about something good happening to this team. The Saints dominated the line of scrimmage.
Very much so.
I mean, Carolina was able to get some pressure at times when they brought a blitz, but when it was just 4-on-4 or 4-against-5, the Saints were able to get pressure with their front four, and obviously the run game, you know, that's what the Carolina Panthers have hung their hat on. Saints had an answer for that, and they were able to hit Rico and not let Rico be able to be the guy that he's been so far this year.
What do you miss the most? I know it's been a while, but even still, maybe when you're around, even here, the smell, the locker room, to see the player, what do you miss most?
You know, I'm walking around this field and I look at these guys, and man, I miss Ricky. I miss Sam Vaughn, Dalton Hilliard, you know, Ironhead. It just goes on and on. And, you know, I really say that with a straight face, and I say that with love as well. People don't understand. It wasn't just the football, man. It was just the everyday, man, seeing those guys and the smile. You know, even yourself was a part of that, you know, and back in the day. You know, I like to think we're a little different. We are very close. But even to the day, We got a text message that we all are on. There's about 40 of us, and every day somebody got something different. And then everybody started chiming in. And this thing will go on for hours and hours and hours. I have to mute it. You know, but it goes on. But that just shows you, that's what I miss, Mike. I miss these guys, and I miss, hey, man, any guy that tells you that he doesn't miss playing, he's lying.
And I think that we were fortunate because we did live in a time when there was no internet, no pictures. The player reporter relationship was different. I understand the players now would keep their distance from not just reporter, everybody. They've become more secluded and to their detriment.
They have, because, you know, back in the day, man, you could go out with us. We could talk to you guys. I mean, all the network. I was a part of Channel 6. I mean, all of us were, you know, kind of intertwined, and you know, we didn't have any problem, but it's a different day with guys who report and players who play. You know, everything's different, and they don't realize what they're missing. And I'm so glad I was a part of a time where, you know, we all could intertwine and have fun, and you guys do your job, and we do our job, and, you know, no one got mad at each other, and we had a great time back in those times.
So finally, Pop. Give us a rundown of the kids and the grandkids. We got time. We got all the time you need, baby.
I have, what, 7 grandkids now. It's unbelievable. The oldest is Shiloh. She's a four-year-old, and we have an infant. But it is the most, and I don't even know how to describe it sometimes. I love them to death, and it's just, I see them coming, and they just run through the house, and my wife will say to me, tell them to stop running. I said, keep, just run. I'm not going to tell them, let them run. And that's part of being, I guess, pop and a grandfather, but, you know, life has changed. I'm somebody's grandfather, and this is, I figured out how to wrap my hands around it, but it's different, but I love them.
Yet, New Orleans is home. This has always been.
I've been, after retirement, came right back here. You know, I've been here since I was 21 years old. You know, I've been a part of this community, and I'm always going to be. This is home, and I love it here. And no matter, you know, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, this is home.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Well, here's all I say. Bart's on Sunday night. No internet, no phones. I'm not talking to a lot of people who understand what that means, but those who are there understand exactly what that means. Pat Swilling, that was just a treat. 5 straight Pro Bowls, and it was a different time. And you know, member of the Dome Patrol, just awesome. So we started the show talking about the life and the role here on the Bullseye Saints Hour of former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. You know, in the role he played in New Orleans post-Katrina, rebuilding with the Superdome. And, you know, we are heard from Saints and Pelicans owner Gail Benson. Next, few worked closer with all of those parties than Doug Thornton, president of North American Venues with Legends Global. We will talk with Doug Thornton next, right here on the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. We opened the show talking with Saints and Pelicans owner Ms. Gail Benson, who talked about the role and the relationship with former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who died on Sunday at the age of 84. We're now joined by the president of the North American venues for Legends Global. They are the managing operator of Caesars Superdome, owned by the LSED, the state entity that owns the building, as I'm sitting in the studio of WWL Radio. So I think that's about everybody I work for right here in one thing. So, Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
I mean, I can't imagine the daunting task. We just had the 20th anniversary of Katrina. September rolls around after August 29th of 2005, and the daunting task of rebuilding. But to me, go back to really the decision to do it. Like, that's the hard part. I mean, doing it was hard enough, but the decision to do it and how Paul Tagliabue, Tom Benson, and really the state and everybody's involved.
Well, it all unfolded in the days and weeks after Katrina. If you recall, it was probably 2 weeks before we could actually get back into the building and do an assessment. But kind of fast forward to October, we had already planned to play 4 Saints games at LSU so we could keep some connection to the fan base. And Paul and Roger Goodell and Joe Brown came down to an LSU game on October 29th. We played, the Saints played the Dolphins on the 30th, which was a Sunday. And I never will forget, we had a breakfast meeting, Paul Tagliabue, Roger Goodell, Joe Brown, and I, at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. And he asked me, who is this Louisiana Recovery Authority, and what are we talking about in terms of recovery and dollars? And one of the great moments was I said, well, you know, Commissioner, FEMA pays to replace. They don't pay to upgrade. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you see that ceiling tile there? If it was damaged by water, they'll pay to replace it, but they will not pay to match the other ceiling tiles in the room. He said, well, you can't have that. He said, you know, it can't be the same old Saints and the same old Superdome. It's time for you to do something different. Now, that was a very powerful statement. You think about when he made that. It was October 30th, 2005. People were still evacuated from their homes. There probably weren't 20,000 people living in Orleans Parish at the time. So I began to think about that, and I said, you know, he's right. We've got to find a way to make it a better building. And we came up with the idea to refinance our bonds at that time, to come up with $65 million in new money. Fast forward to December. He came in, if you recall, Mike, he came in on December the 5th. It was the Monday after the last Saints game played at LSU. I never will forget this. They played the Chicago Bears. I think the score was 33-10. The Bears won. There were 27,000 people in attendance. And I walked out of that stadium that day, and I never will forget hearing a man tell his son, he said, "Son, turn around and get a good look at the Saints today because it's the last time you'll see them in Louisiana." Now, that resonated. But Paul came into New Orleans the next day. We toured the Ninth Ward. We toured the Saints facility. We wound up at the Superdome. We walked through what was a gutted building. You know, we'd taken all the ceiling tiles and carpet and drywall out. And that was the day that he said, "You know what? I think we can put this back together." And you may remember there was a front page picture of he and I walking out of the Smoothie King Center. We had a press conference at the Smoothie King Center because it wasn't as severely flooded as the Dome. So we were using that as kind of our media briefing area. And the headline said, "Tagliabue doubts Dome's readiness for the next season." So it was probably 4 or 5 days after that that Roger called me and said, "Hey, the commissioner wants to know if you can get the building open by September." And I said, "What?" We had just told him it was going to take 2.5 years and over $200 million. And, you know, it was like one of those moments where, you know, what do you say? I said, "Well, give us a few days and let us think about how we could do that." And called him back about a week later. And we came up with this idea, and I give Trey Trahan all the credit for this, our architect. He said, "What if we just put it back together in a way to make it football ready? In other words, we won't have all the carpet in the suites. We may be serving off of folding tables, but we can play football if we make it safe for the fans." That was a brilliant idea. So we were gonna cut the building, you know, cut the scope basically in half and do a two-part sort of renovation, first half being in 2006 and the rest of it being done in 2007. So that was the key when Paul came down in early December. And I'll remind people, this is very important, there were about 40,000 people living in Orleans Parish at the time. Now you think about that, Mike. Tom Benson, Governor Kathleen Blanco, Paul Tagliabue all said at that moment, "We're going to, you know what, we're going to hold hands and jump into the deep end of the pool together." Because we didn't know whether we were going to be able to get it done. We were just in the early stages of negotiating with FEMA. But Paul's leadership, undeniably, was the backbone of this entire process. And from that moment, he put the full power of the NFL behind the renovation. And it gave us $20 million to get the progress underway, so we didn't have to wait for FEMA to reimburse us. So that was the moment. You asked me when did it occur? It was in early December when we all sort of held hands and said, "We're going to do this."
And you and Paul became very close, and somewhere in that relationship, you talked about how important this, you know, rebuilding was. Of all the things he did as commissioner, it was up there because it impacted people.
You know, I never will forget that. I'll tell you a quick story. Right after Katrina, it was probably early September, we had our first meeting in Baton Rouge with Paul and the commissioner, now the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and several other NFL executives about playing those four games at LSU. So we had the meeting at Tiger Stadium in the LSU University suite. It's like a double large suite. So we took out all the tables and had a big U-shaped table there. But Paul got off the elevator and he walked right over to me, and with probably 30 people, you know, in the lobby. And he walked right over to me. And the first thing he said is, "How are you and Denise doing personally?" He said, "I know you lost your home, and is there anything I can do for you personally? He said, is there any way I can help you? He didn't walk over and say, hey, we got to figure this football situation out today. We got to figure out the schedule. That tells you all you need to know about Paul Tagliabue, the person. So he cared deeply about what happened in New Orleans and the displacement of all the citizens. And the last thing he wanted to do was turn his back on a city that was in such dire need. And I really believe, you know, on a personal level, that was so important to him. It was a human tragedy. He used to say that to me all the time. This was a great human tragedy. If you think about it, Mike, during his tenure as commissioner, two of the nation's greatest tragedies happened. 9/11, which obviously had an impact on New Orleans because we played the first Super Bowl here after 9/11 in 2002 under those extreme conditions, and then Katrina in 2005. He dealt with both of those in an unbelievable way, just with brilliant leadership, but just an unbelievable guy. I mean, he had a knack for walking in a room, listening, and distilling information down to just very simple terms, and then getting people to do things. Okay, but he did always feel like this ranked up there in the top two or three things. When I would ask him, where does it rank? He said, it's in the top three. I think if you listed them, it would be labor peace for 17 years. He was very proud of that. Unprecedented growth in the NFL, you know, new stadiums, 20 new stadiums built during his tenure. And the fact that he was able to get the Saints back in New Orleans after such a horrible incident with Katrina.
Right, because he couldn't stand, it was the NFL's credibility. If he didn't do it in New Orleans, he would, you know, and other things happened in other cities. You can't turn your back on a city. And he knew that.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said that to me. He said that on a couple of occasions. He said, I knew that if we didn't stand in to help New Orleans, I would never be able to walk into another mayor's office or governor's office in a different state or city with any credibility. They would just not have any faith and trust. And that was important to him. That was his commitment to the league as an enterprise. He knew what it stood for, and he was not going to let us down. And, you know, and there were many owners. You and I have talked about this before, but there were many owners in the league who obviously weren't living here at the time. They didn't know the conditions. All they could see what they saw on television. And they were pressing Paul. Well, are we going to be able to go back there? Will we be able to sell tickets? Can we even renovate the building? Let's forget about New Orleans. And Paul said, no, we're not abandoning New Orleans. We're committed.
So then on September 25th of 2006, you stood above the plaza level, exterior concourse, atop where the banner was, looking out over a sea of people, of which you didn't know this, but my wife and I were there along with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. We were the four people in that sea of people, and to unfurl that banner and opening up that building, man, gives me goosebumps, so I can't imagine what it makes you feel like.
It was an incredible moment. I'd forgotten about that. I was actually, you're right, I was standing up on the parapet wall there, a roof above the Gate C entrance, looking down on that massive sea of people, mainly because we were just worried about getting people into the building. They started gathering there at noon. We had never seen anything like it before. The way I describe it, it was like Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras rolled into one single day. You know, if you remember that day, people were walking down the street just happy and just gleeful about being back in the dome. And then once that banner was lifted and people came in, I saw grown men and women just with tears in their eyes. And I have to tell you, I was very emotional myself. It was one of those out-of-body experiences. I never really thought when we all left the dome after Katrina that we would be back in that position 1 year later. So it was a remarkable effort, but it was a special night, I think, for so many people.
And just a couple of minutes left, but it ended up being exactly what it was intended. Now, we've since renovated, but it was the icon in the sky on the landscape that would tell a region that if that building can come back in less than a year, then we can come back. We're open for business.
Well, that was actually something that I shared with the governor back in October of 2005, only a month after Katrina. When I went to see her, I remember the day. It was October the 11th, 2005, and we had an agenda. And the first thing on the agenda was, hey, we met with FEMA, Governor, 2 days before, and they tell us that they're going to reimburse us for this. But look, if we've got other priorities, you tell us it's either a green light or a red light. She said, no, you keep going. We got to renovate the Superdome, because if we do, it will show the world that we're back. And that was our stake in the ground.
Yep. Where are you sitting right now?
I'm actually about to go to the gym and work out.
Are you at home or are you at work?
I'm not at work. I'm at the
There you go. All right, my friend. You know, Paul Tagliabue, I know he was special. It was a tough day on Sunday. I appreciate the stories. I appreciate the time. Have a good workout. My best to Denise as well.
Thank you, Mike. He was a great man. We're going to miss him.
You bet. That's Doug Thornton, president, North American Venues for Legends Global. It is the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, the state entity that owns the building, and a lot of great things coming. The Savannah Bananas are coming. Don't forget about that. The Rodeo, Saints in Atlanta on the 23rd. Just a lot of great things. Been a great renovation and a new generation of memories to come. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth tonight, Mrs. Gail Benson, Saints and Pelicans owner. Pels tomorrow night against the Trail Blazers. This has been the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. My thanks to Pat Swilling as well. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Thanks for listening right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.